This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. More rain and possible strong storms are raising flood concerns across southeastern Wisconsin. The Fox River in Kenosha County is expected to keep rising, hitting major flood stage today. Some roads in the Wheatland and Silver Lake areas are already underwater. A flood warning also continues for the Root River Canal at Raymond. There's also a general flood warning for the entire region through tomorrow afternoon. Officials are reminding drivers to stay away from flooded roads. Forecasters say the storms could start moving in after 5 tonight. They warn that the system could bring strong winds, hail, and the chance of tornadoes. People are being told to stay alert and watch for updates. We'll always break in when it gets serious. The National Weather Service has confirmed an EF1 tornado touchdown in Summers Tuesday night. It started near Highway A and 100th Avenue and traveled about 4 miles southeast before ending near 15th Street and 47th Avenue. Another tornado was confirmed in Waterford in Racine County. The National Weather Service says there were 6 total in our area. A Kenosha father has pleaded not guilty after his 4-year-old son was shot. Trevon Prater faces felony charges and a THC possession count, and police say the child is expected to survive. Prater says the shooting was accidental. He's back in court June 12th. A Franklin man that owned a Milwaukee-area grocery store has pleaded guilty to stealing from a federal food aid program and cheating on his taxes. Prosecutors say Nail Jabbar used his store to swap SNAP benefits for cash and hid income from the IRS. He's scheduled to be sentenced in July. And a new partnership in Racine is designed to help ease the shortage of special education teachers. Carthage College and Racine Unified will help 12 teachers earn special education certification while they keep working. District leaders say it'll give students more consistent support from teachers that they already know. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. National Guard troops are in Columbia County helping with flooding as heavy rain continues to impact parts of Wisconsin. About 100 soldiers are working to protect roads near Portage, building sandbag barriers to keep drivers safe and prevent damage to the interstate. The governor met with troops yesterday and thanked them for stepping in to deal with rising water and storm cleanup. State officials say the emergency declaration will help speed up support to communities still recovering from tornadoes and flooding earlier this week. They're preparing for more storms tonight and throughout the weekend. In western Wisconsin's congressional race, Democrat Rebecca Cook outraised Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden by nearly $1 million to start the year. Cook raised $2.4 million overall, compared to Van Orden's $1.3 million, and now leads in cash on hand heading into the August primary. She's in a primary against Rodney Rave, a former legislator for the Ho-Chunk, and Eau Claire City Council President Emily Burge. Cook says she is returning donations tied to California Congressman Eric Swalwell after recent allegations of his past sexual assaults. He denies any wrongdoing. Republican lawmakers are accusing the State Department of Public Instruction of breaking Wisconsin's open meetings law during a nearly $370,000 trip to the Wisconsin Dells. According to a WPR report, GOP officials say the DPI met privately with a testing vendor to review exam questions without proper notice. DPI officials told lawmakers the gathering involved educators, not public officials, and was properly documented. The Adams County District Attorney now has 20 days to decide whether to investigate. If not, a conservative group plans to sue. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers meet the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Miami, where the Brewers open a 3-game series against the Marlins. Yesterday, the Brewers left home with a 2-1 victory over the Blue Jays. After the game, reliever Trevor Megill on why he got into a shouting match with the Blue Jays dugout.
I was rubbing balls on my leg. Somebody on their bench, I think it was Schneider on their bench, was complaining about it. I looked at him. I said, I promise I don't have anything on there. Immediately got used from their bench.
At 10-8 for the season, the Brewers now in third place behind the Reds and the Pirates. NFL, the Packers tailgate tour wraps up this weekend in Stevens Point. I asked Randall Cobb if he's ever been on the statewide tour before.
I have. This is my second time on the tailgate tour. I went back in 2012. Great time. I love it. Being able to go around the state and just meet all the loyal fans that have supported us over the years and being able to give back to the community in a different way.
That's former Packer Randall Cobb with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance for a few strong to severe thunderstorms late this afternoon through this evening. Hail, wind, even a tornado or two will be possible, so be weather aware later today into tonight. Today, partly to mostly cloudy, 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a lot colder with a high only reaching the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.